on in the year as well. Okay, a number of people brought to my attention right after this year yesterday, if we could get on the screen, I guess, or if somebody could read it, the Tashbetz and Chelik Beis Simin Ayin Beit, so basically Yonatan's going to read some of it for us. You have it there?
Yeah.
He, number one, interprets the Rambam the way that I did, not, in other words, rejecting the Rambam perspective that the Rambam holds that this is a mitzvah of Nisuin, or the Ikar is Nisuin, or it's a combined mitzvah with the Ikar of Nisuin. Rather, he too thinks that the Rambam Shita is that this is exclusively, that the mitzvah part is exclusively Likuchen Eilu Mitzvah Saseh Shal Torahim, and we're going to read in just a second. He even brings some of the Rayas, so Baruch Sheh Kibanti, including the idea from Hilchos Brachos that how could you say Masha Asa Asui if you really think that the Nisuin is part of the mitzvah, then that would be like Tefillin and Tzitzis, or as I said the other day, trying to be a little more, I guess, flexible about it, and even if you think you could be mechalek between, you know, a continuation, an extended mitzvah in two stages of a mitzvah, even a nikar and a tafel, but you would probably have to spell that out anyway, and it wouldn't be so obvious. So firstly, first thing to note is that the Tashbetz considers, rejects the Rambam idea, and clearly adopts this perspective. You have just a couple of lines to read for us?
Yeah. So I should go back
again,
to
so it's Chelik Beis Simin
Ayin Daled.
Ayin Daled.
So after he brings the comparison to Tefillin, he says that Shema Tomar Zoe Nedoma Le'elu, meaning mitzvot that
continue
like Tefillin. She'elu Adai mitzvot Kayemes V'zu Kiven Shekidesh Kvar Avraham Mitzvah V'Havi Kmi She'hiniach Tefillin V'lo Birech V'Cholzam She'enu Mavarech V'Vadai She'zeu Daito Zahav V'Ver Dorama. Aval einu nirakein, she'ilu haita mitzvahs ha-kidushin mitzvah tluya ba'atzma, v'lo b'davar achar haya davar kein. Aval mitzvahs kidushin, einu mitzvah omedes ba'atzma, ela mitzad she'hi materes ha'isha la'ba'ala, achar she'yasa ba'maisa acher, v'hu ha'maisa ha'nizuin, she'ilu kidesh amnas shlo lichnos, ein kan mitzvah
klal. This is speaking now.
Yeah.
So the first point is, this, just to get back to the to what we said already, the first point is that Tashbetz read the Rambam exactly this way, against the Rambam, meaning that the entire mitzvah is the Erusin. And some of the rides that he brings are some of the things that we said.
Yeah.
Then the Tashbetz himself attacks the Rambam. This is the part that Yonatan's reading right now, right? Saying, I don't understand the Rambam. How could it be an exclusive focus on Erusin? After all, isn't the purpose of the Erusin to be batir the isha al yedei chuppa? In which case, can we read that line one more time? That's a very delicate formulation, and a good one, actually. But we'll get to it in just a second. Go ahead. Oh, so he's assuming, and let's say you were to be mekadesh amanash shelo lichnos, well, that would not be a mitzvah at all. Therefore, he rejects the Rambam. Okay. So what I wanted just to add to all of this is that in light of the way I've been trying to explain the Rambam, right, because basically there are two components to my explanation. Right. One is to reject Rabbi Ramana Rambam's view that the Nisu, that the Erusin here is, you know, the prelude to the Ikar Nisuin. And I think that's clearly not the case, not in Perish Mishnayos, and not in Sefer Mitzvos, and not in Yad HaChazaka, and not in the Koteret either, in light of these, etc. And I agree with the Parshanut, let's say, of the Tashbetz. However, what I've been trying to explain is that it's not like the Smak, that, you know, the mitzvah is to acquire, you know, or to find the right wife, and then to be ma'areser, as opposed to being, you know, mitchatein, you know, itah, you know, to be involved in the nisuin. That's not the pshat in Rambam either. What I'm suggesting is, and that's also how I'm trying to explain the koteret, and trying to suggest that the birchas mitzvah, as because it's so long and complicated, and includes Isurim and the Isur of Arusa and so on, is actually the perfect description of this particular mitzvah. What I'm trying to suggest is that the methodology of Kiddushin Lifnei HaNisuin, right, to achieve the goal of Chuppah, of Nisuin, right, is the mitzvah. So because that is the case, I kind of get to, you know, what's the expression? Have my cake and eat it too? Have your cake and eat it too. Right, okay, exactly. In the sense that, like, so ask me the question of the Tashbetz. You know, according to the Rambam, if a person were to do Erusin without any intention whatsoever of doing the Suin, would he fulfill a mitzvah of Kiddushin? So again, I can't answer that 100% with 100% certainty. You might low plug. You might say, "Oh, it's a low plug." I mean, Rambam holds that the Kiddushin is the Maisa Mitzvah, and you know what's in his mind is, you know, Dvarim Shebaleim, or even if he makes a speech about it, you know, it's still low plug. So I'm not sure in terms of the, you know, if you ask me about Osek Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, or things of that sort. Or Birchas HaMitzvah, and so on. I'm not sure by 100% have the answer. However, I would be very comfortable, this I can say, I would be very comfortable with the conclusion that if according to the Rambam you were to marry, right, Be'erison with no intention to do Nisuin, that would not be a mitzvah. But I can live with the other possibility too, but I'm fine with the conclusion of the Tashbetz. And the reason for that is because although this is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, but Torah's derech. That's the whole point. I mean, if you ask me, according to the Rambam, why is Kuppa mentioned in Birchas Erusin, and why is Kuppa mentioned even before Kiddushin in Birchas Erusin, I would say the same answer that Rav Avraham Rambam, and later we'll see the Meiri and the Ra'ah, are comfortable with, namely because the goal, ultimately, is the Kuppa. Just that for them, that's also the goal in the mitzvah. That's the Ikar mitzvah. For the Rambam, that's not the Ikar mitzvah. But it is what makes Erusin a mitzvah is the fact that we employ this particular methodology to accomplish, right, the goal of Matan Torah in a manner which transforms it into a Davar Shebekdusha, namely Chuppah. So if somebody were to, it almost would be Mashal Lamad Davar Domeh, right, you know, everybody will agree that, you know, as much as, you know, Lasuke Shmaitza Liba de Hilchasa is a very important thing, right? And we can explain, you know, it in different ways, but we'd all agree that there's something called Torah Lishma, right? The Rav would even tell you, this is not for now, that, you know, Lasuke Shmaitza Liba de Hilchasa is part of Torah Lishma. Okay. But anyways, that's not for now. But the point is, even if it weren't, everybody would agree there's something called Torah Lishma, and you make a Birkas HaTorah even if you're only learning Beis Shammais and Rabbanans, you know, and other shitas that we don't agree with, and so on, because that's all Chafetz Shel Torah. Why am I telling you this? Because, and let's say you were to sit down and you were to learn Lilmod Shelo Al Manas Lasos, right? So the, Chachmei Provence, in particular, take a very, well, Rachor Zeruah, but all, especially the Meiri in a bunch of places, take a very dim view of that and basically argue that Lilmot Shalom Manas Lasos isn't just a chisaron in the Shalom Manas Lasos. It's a chisaron in the Lilmot, too. As much as Limud Lashma stands on its own, both in terms of Avas Hashem and Tshuva, by the way. Talked about it a little bit in the pizza, gathering. And even in terms of the pure mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but Lilmot Shalom Manas Lasos, right, undermines the Lilmot, right? A Lilmot which you don't intend to follow strips it from its being, you know, the reverence and the Avas Hashem and the Achdus HaMaskav HaMuskal. All of those, again, this isn't Hashkafa Day, but isn't all Talmud Torah Hashkafa too? So the point I'm trying to make is that according to the Rambam, the only mitzvah is the Maisa. If you want to know what the Maisa mitzvah is and the Kiva mitzvah is, it's the derech of Kiddushin prior to Nisuin. But of course, if you were to, you know, if you were to do the Kiddushin Shelo Al Manas, Linase, you know, what would that be? That wouldn't be an Oser. The Hagdara would be, it's not an Oser which contributes, right, to a different, you know, a kind of Nisuin. It's just an Oser for the sake of being Oser. It's just a torture or a trap. It's just Oser HaKul Alma Kehekdes. What's the purpose of that? Right? So since the mitzvah is B'toras, the methodology of, then the Suin doesn't have to be the goal. It's the Suin Shel Kedusha by means of Derek Kedushin Beide Kiyum Lifnei HaNesuin, that's the mitzvah. But if you strip it from the goal, you basically undermine, that's the mashal I'm trying to give you with the Lilmod, you know, Amanas Shalola, or Amanas Shalola Asos. right? You end up ruining the lumot too, and here you end up ruining. You don't get what you want from the derech of this mitzvah. That likuchen very possibly is not. Again, in the end of the day, if you want to know in terms of bracha and mosik and mitzvah and all these things, it might just be a low plot. But I would be totally comfortable with the conclusion of the tashbits, right? Even with the parshanut, right, of the Rambam, as we're you know projecting it. That's very important. Yeah.
Just for Rebbe's aura of how it's a derech of how to do it if you're going to be doing it soon, that would fit well with more based on that bottom up of the Rambam. It wouldn't have as much trouble as other Rishonim to say that Kiddushin itself is a mitzvah.
Right.
To explain why the Mishnah Beitzah refers to it as a davar rishus.
Oh, it's only davar rishus if there's no peri baribia. But yeah, so let me get to that in just a sec. 100%. I think we're saying the same thing. Just give me one more second.
Okay,
before we get to that, let me just mention something. Just one more second. That, Shua and Rabbi both brought to my attention also. Because I was trying to say that the history of Kodem Matan Torah, Dom Pagei, Shuvah Shuk, etc. Isn't just history. Right? It's, you know, it's a transform. It's the goal, but transformed and elevated. Right? So both pointed out that you know, not only is the language in Mirza and Ratza, but you know, Tia Lo Leisha, right, appears in both formulations. Right. So the point is that the goal remains Tia Lo Leisha. Just so you want that Tia Lo Leisha not to be a casual arrangement and a heter, you know, znus or a heter pilagesh or a fancier pilagesh. You want it to turn into a davar shebekdusha. And take the Magen Mishnah's Vihivdi Lanu. You know, Mino Arayos, Kedoshim Tiyu. So that's the point. So that's why I think the Tashbeitz is correct in the Parshanut, but he's not correct that because he's treating it as a goal and as a means, not only as a means, but as an end in its own right. And the whole point is that the methodology, you know, is what makes this, or is what the mitzvah is in this particular sense. So let me speak about Beitza for one more second, and then I'll take the question, just one more second. And that is there are different Gemaras, as we know, which indicate whether or not there is or is not a mitzvah kiddush. Okay. So we talked about the Gemara in Moed Katan and how that became a source for a Rambam and a Rambam. The truth is, I stand by my suggestion. In the interpretation of Moed Katan, and especially with the Rambam dropping the Shemei Kadmenu Acher that appears in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi in the places that he speaks about it, Tisha B'Av, Avelos, and Moed. But another way to answer the Gemara in Moed Katan would be if the Gemara wasn't speaking about the Maisa Mitzvah so much as, again, the goal. Right? The goal is Nisuin, even for the Rambam. Right. And the pressure of getting married on the Moed, this is a second, interpretation of the Gemara in Moed Katan. That's something which focuses more on the period of Arivia / Nisuin part than it does on the Mitzvahs Kiddusha. Let me explain what I mean in one more second. And with that, I think we can explain the Sugya, the Mishnah, and the Gemara in Beitzah. Maybe this is what I think is what Rabbi had in mind as well. And that is as follows. Moed Katan is a problem for the Rambam, and I'm in the middle of my second explanation. But Beitza is also a problem for the Rambam, right? Kiddushin, beginning of second parak, is less of a problem for the Rambam, although something should be said about that as well. What's the story with the Mishnah and Kiddushin? Eitan? How's that figure into this second parak of Kiddushin, the question of Mitzvah's Kiddushin? Because the language of the Mishnah is... How does the Mishnah begin the second parak of Kiddushin? Aish Mekadesh, Bo Bishlucha. Aisha Miskadeshes, Bo Ubishlucha. Okay, that's the Gemara. That's the Mishnah, sorry. Then the Gemara says what? Did you get a chance to see it?
Mitzvah Bo Yotari Bishlucha.
Ah. And therefore?
It's a mitzvah.
The language of the Gemara is, the Gemara uses the language of mitzvah. Mitzvah Bo Yotari Bishlucha. But the problem is, since you're going to be so enthusiastic, which is good, you should have, kept going, right? Asher, namely? Nitzah bo yotzer b'shlucho, okay. But we also need to contend with mitzvah ba yoser mi bishlucha. Right? Can't you? You should be able to muster just as much enthusiasm for that, maybe even more. Right? In a way, it's more exciting, right? Why is it more exciting?
Because the ish is not clear in priority.
Exactly. So the Rishonim asks this question. Again, I don't want to just, I'm not trying to, be comprehensive here, because there's a lot of, Rishonim and Achronim who weigh in on all these issues, but I just want to get the general picture. The Rishonim Alatar, the Ran, the Meiri, the Shita Lanoda Lami, right? A lot of Rishonim Alatar asks this question. Mela mitzvah bo yosef bishlucho, he's mechuyev b'piri of Arivia. But what about her? She's not mechuyeves b'piri of Arivia. So what's going on with the mitzvah bo yosef bishlucho? Now the question assumes that the mitzvah that we're speaking about is piri of Arivia. That works very well for the Rush. Again, say for mitzvah psajigon, right? Also piri of Arivia, terrific. And indeed, some of the answers that Rishonim give retain the question. Right, so the Ran and the Meiri give all sorts of different answers. She's misayeya to the husband's mitzvah, so it's a kind of a mitzvah. Right, I've always suggested in the past that maybe along with that you need to say that it's true she's not technically included in the mitzvah of Piri Varibya, but maybe that's because she really doesn't have the ability to initiate Piri Varibya, so she can't be mechuyeves in a mitzvah which is out of her control. Right, she's the passive party in this mitzvah. But she may not have the chiyuv, but she has the kiyum, perhaps, or at least she's part of the, she's mitzura for part of the cheftz of mitzvah, piri v'rivya. In a way, she, she's the akeras habayis. So, okay, there are different, I don't want to go into all the different formulations here. That's very, very important in general, hashkafically and halachically. The point is, there's a group of Rishonim that are very comfortable with the idea that mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha, mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha. I thought I saw the flick of your wrist, and something was popping up.
It takes a lot of warm
up. What?
It takes a lot of warm up.
Oh, okay. So what did you put in there?
Nothing.
I didn't try it. Oh, okay. So the...
should I put on the air
conditioning? No, that's fine. Basically, that serves that whole group of period of Arabia. According to the Rambam, right, it's possible to suggest that mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho and mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho refers to the mitzvah of kiddushin. Okay. But then there's an added chiddush, still exciting, right? And that is, it's not just his mitzvah kiddushin; it's also her mitzvah. At least she's mitzura to that mitzvah as well. Okay. Indeed, the tshuva, the Ran, is a famous tshuva, the Ran. If you look at the Likut Rishonim in the beginning of the second paragraph of kiddushin, he quotes three tshuvas of the Ran, Chav Zayin, Lamed Gimel, and Nun Hei, because that's what I scribbled here, where the Ran has some really interesting things to say, and seems also to be operating with the idea that we're dealing with the mitzvah of Kiddushin, not the mitzvah of Piri Barim. Okay. But a large group of Rishonim think that that refers to Piri Barim. But Beitza certainly seems to be referring to Piri Barim. Again, Moed Katan, we don't know. There are some Rishonim in Moed Katan who say that refers to Piri Barim too. But Beitza certainly seems to. Why? What does Beitza tell us, Isaac? You have the Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to be defining what's a Rishus, what's a Mitzvah, right? Where does it appear on the list of the Mishnah, Kiddushin? Rishus. Correct? So then the Gemara challenges it. Go ahead. Right, it's a Mitzvah. So again, magic words, right? Mitzvah in connection with marriage, kiddushin. Yeah, so we get very excited, right? Deflates are a little bit. What do you mean the isla isha obanim? What's that got to do with anything? That means he was mekayim the mitzvah of piri of Arivya. That's what Rashi says. Or does it mean there's a mitzvah to get married? Kiddushin, but only if you're not married yet. Hard to know. Simple pshat is that it's referring to, because why does it say banim, right? Simple pshat is that refers to Piri Varivya. So the question is, that's a very problematic Gemara for the Rambam, you would think. Right? But I don't think so. Well, let me say it this way. If the mitzvah was the mitzvah of getting married, finding the right wife, like the smock, then that would be true. Maybe then the Gemara Beitza should be reflecting that as well. However, if the shot in the Rambam is that Derech Erusin Lifnei HaNesuin is the mitzvah, so then the whole Gemara Beitza is irrelevant, basically, to this. Because the Gemara Beitza is speaking about time urgency. Right? The whole point is, do you have to get married on vis-a-vis Yom Tov or Shabbos? This is a reshus or this is a mitzvah? Right? Anything having to do with the timing of getting married is not the mitzvah of Likuchin Eilu Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torahim. Right? Any time pressure can only be attributed to the mitzvah of Period of Arabia. So the Rambam says, basically, Kiddushin is a Rishus in the sense that it's a methodology. If you're talking about time pressure, it's certainly a Rishus. Im Yirtza Ish, Lisa Isha, right, then Yisa Osa, right, Biksuva Vikiddushin. But there's no time pressure. Time pressure can only belong to someone who hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of Period of Arabia. Now, Period of Arabia, as I've said the other day, is not disconnected from Ishus either. Lifros Vilirvos Ba. And then it's Hivs Ha'ara on the Shiltas, because the Shiltas says it's also explicitly that Period of Arabia is connected to Kiddushin. Again, the opposite of the Rush. Right? For the Rush, Kiddushin is a Heksha for Period of Arabia. And for the Shiltas and the Rambam, Period of Arabia, while it stands on its own, is also connected in the Kiyum in the Ishus. And then it points out that when the Rambam speaks about Ona, right, he always speaks about it in terms of, Period of Arabia too. It seems like he mixes up Ona, which is about Ishus, and Period of Arabia. Anyways, the point is, these are still two different mitzvahs. For the Rambam, the Sugyan Beitza is only about the mitzvah of Period of Arabia. So that's another explanation for Moed Katan as well, if you want it, if you want one. Namely, the issue in Moed Katan is a timing issue, right? Is he obligated to get married, or is there a justification to get married on the Moed? So another way to read the Gemara is, well, the only way that, if you're looking at it from an urgency point of view, right, that would be in terms of Nisuin. That wouldn't be in terms of the Derech of Kiddushin. But I still prefer the other explanation. Anyway, this is what you want to say in Bates also? Okay, good. Yeah, Itamar.
Why does this work better with the idea that it's a method?
What is smock, which? What's the this?
Just reading the Gemara, the smart and
Beitza?
Yeah, the smock would simply say that the mitzvah of Kadesh Asisha is not a mitzvah of Eretz, only for Rehu is a mitzvah of Eretz.
Say that again?
The smock would just say that like Kadesh Asisha is not a mitzvah of Eretz. There's no time.
Okay, I'm just saying you don't even have to get to that point for the Rambam. I'm just saying if you hold like the smock, so then you can ask the question, well, is there any time urgency or not? Because the chiyuv to get married.
Right, but the chiyuv is not to get married today.
Maybe.
There's a concept of bittul kedushin, there's a concept of bittul
peruvim. I'm fine with that. I'm just saying for the Rambam, you don't even need to get to that point. All I'm saying is that it's easier for the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't have a choice. For the Rambam, you just can't talk about urgency because there's no urgency. It's in Yirtza Isha. So it's a methodology. You're just saying that even according to the smock, it's not a mitzvah of veris. Terrific. I'm saying, but you could have argued in the smock, but you can't argue within the Rambam, but then the Rambam doesn't even come up. That's all I'm saying.
You mean the simple reading of the Gemara is against the Rambam?
Well, I'm saying not. I'm saying if you're talking about the mitzvah to get married...
There's a way to read the Gemara that makes it compatible with the Rambam. There's also a way to read the Gemara that makes it compatible with the Smach.
What I'm saying is, once you understand the Rambam better, that there's no difficulty that needs answering in the Rambam. But there is a difficulty that needs answering in the Smach. And as I'm saying, in the Smach, there's a chova to get married. And therefore, it's easy to read the Gemara, that way. For the Rambam, there's no chova to get married. The only chova there ever is Period of Arabia. That's what the Gemara has to be talking about. I'm just saying, there's no question for the Rambam that needs an answer. For the Smak, you might have given a good answer, but it's still a question. That's all I'm saying.
Also, the Gemara says the Sheyesh lo Isha.
Isha Uvanim.
Right, but it could be, I mean, it could be that it's either Isha or Banim.
There's a way to read it that way. That's definitely not the way most of Farshim read. Right? Again, Yesh Labanim. Yesh Labanim doesn't solve the problem of mitzvahs. Kiddushin, if there is a
problem, really, the Ram really is a problem with the Gemara then.
Why?
Because if you want to say that Yesh Labanim is not sufficient, and he's Mekayim for Rabu, and yet it seems that Makdishin is.
No, Yesh Yesh Labanim, that's all. I'm saying. I'm sorry? If only Yesh
Labanim?
Okay. Well, everybody will agree, she died. The Pasha says that she died. And we don't assume people are Havayani. Yeah. Anyways, that is the that's how I think you have to interpret the Rambam. Just one other point regarding the Rambam that I didn't mention yesterday, and that is, who makes the bracha according to the Rambam? Who makes the bracha? Okay? The chassan. I just didn't bring that out yesterday, so I wanted to make that clear. There's a debate among the Rishonim in general, as if you go to weddings, you know that it's usually the Masada Kedushin who makes the Birchas Eirusin. Okay. Somebody who wanted me to Masada Kedushin at his wedding once said to me, but I really want to make the bracha myself. Anyway, so I wasn't going to let him take my bracha, but... No, the Mordechai says that we don't allow Chassanim to make the bracha because some of them know how to make it and others don't, and so it's either a Yora or it's Pnei Elu, Pnei Abusha, whatever it is. There's a group of Rishonim that say that the practice of the Chassan not making the bracha is kind of a technicality, but in Hanami the Rambam is right fundamentally. If it really is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and typically the Birchas HaMitzvah is said by the Osa HaMitzvah, and the Osa HaMitzvah is not the Masada Kedushin, it's the Chassan. And that is, part of, again, what demonstrates the Rambam. If it needed more demonstration, that's clearly what the Rambam is all about. What's fascinating is that, in light of that, again, for the Rosh, clearly the Chassan does not have to make this bracha, as he indicates. Moreover, Tosas in Psachim and Avzayin, and the Ritva also, here in Inksubis, seem to link two issues, whether you make the bracha in advance or after, and who makes the bracha. So this could be their way of addressing the following question. Right? If you, again, typically we think that there's a Kliya between some of these issues, and mostly there is. Who makes the bracha? When do you make the bracha? Im avar v'lo birech, what's the halacha then? Etc., etc. Here and there we find a certain inconsistency, but normally this is the way we look at it. So the question is, let's say in theory there should have been a Birchas HaMitzvah, but there isn't a Birchas HaMitzvah because we're worried about bracha levatala, right? Like the right, or the first day in the Rosh. And a group of Rishon. So then the question arises, so this remains a Birchas HaMitzvah even though it's said after the fact, because there's no choice? And by virtue of the fact that there's no choice, that defines, or it's mitzarif it sufficiently? Right? Or not? Moshe L'mad Avadom, the Gemara in Psachim, has an example of a Birchas HaMitzvah which comes after. Anybody know what? Got some Psachim people here for sure.
Mila.
What?
Mila.
Not Mila, but... What? Tefillah Sager. And then there's a discussion in the Rishonim whether only Tefillah Sager or other Tefillahs as well. And why Tefillah Sager? Because there's no other way to do it. He doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael beforehand. So you could say, the only time there's a tziruf between a bracha, a Birchas HaMitzvah, after the fact, that's what the Rambam will tell you, is when it's impossible by definition, it's the nature of the bracha, otherwise. We say that another tefillah is a result, because tefillah now is and what we say in other circumstances. So there's a group of Rishonim that might think that really Birchas Eirusin is Birchas HaMitzvah, but you know it's a Safek Bracha LeBatala. So that simulates, you know, what the Gemara says about Tefillah. The exception to call mitzvahs and Barucham Aleihem over Lasiyasa. Even though, again, there's certainly very good reason to be Mechalek between, you know, Tefillas Geirim, which is impossible and it's built into the Bracha. Every time you're having Tefillas Geirim, it's by definition only after, as opposed to worrying about a Bracha LeBatala or other technical problems. Clearly, there's room to be Mechalek between those two things. Anyways, there is a group of Rishonim that seems to still think that even though you make the bracha afterwards, it remains or retains the status of Birchas HaMitzvah in the case of Kiddushin. So, for example, you know, ideally the Masada Kiddushin would not be the one to make it; it would still be the Chasan, right, and so on and so forth. However, there are some that link it, you know, to other things. So Tosas in Pesachim says that, and the Ritva say that the Masada Kiddushin will make the bracha because you make a bracha afterwards. Even though they think that the bracha afterwards is only a result of the problem of Safek Bracha LeVatala. What they're saying is they couldn't institute a Birchas HaMitzvah, so they instituted a Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, and Mimela, right, there are consequences in terms of other issues. So that becomes an interesting question. But for the Rambam himself, clearly all these things are consistent. Now, Isaac asked me a question just right before this year, and that is, well, why does the Rambam need to repeat, you know, the din of Masha Asa Asui, given that he says this explicitly about all Birchas HaMitzvah in Hilchos Brachos? Does that indicate that he, you know, perhaps is ambivalent about whether it's Birchas HaMitzvah? So here I think the answer is no. And I would just, you know, invoke what I said a second ago. I think I got two things. The more innocuous thing to say is that, you know, when you're reading Hilchos Ishus, you don't remember necessarily what his psak is in Hilchos Brachos. And since there's a debate in the Rishonim about that point itself, the Rambam's telling you, and by the way, my view in Birchas HaMitzvos is that they have to be over, and that's ma'akar b'dieved, unlike people, you know, like the Or Zarua and so on. I don't mean it. Fact or Zeruah can be anachronistic, but you get the basic idea. And that's not atypical for the Rambam to do. But I think it's more than that. I think maybe the diuk is a good one. Maybe the Rambam is saying, listen, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, mitzchi leviyadzo. There's no question about that. Chasen makes the bracha, and so on and so forth. However, maybe what he's calculating in his mind is, well, if you turn to Hilchos Brachos in Parakin Aleph, you're going to see that Kisui Adam and Shchita Masha Asa Asui, but you're also going to see that, you know, Tzitzis and Tefillin, you know, which are extended actions, right, extend the ability to say the Birchas HaMitzvah too. Now, you shouldn't think that I hold, like, you know, Rav Avraham ben Rambam is going to say I hold, because it's wrong. Or, that isn't even on the Cheshbon. Of course, whatever Roman or Rambam says is wrong in this case. We established last year that his remarks about Ein Dishala Begidule Karka were
Midbar.
Were excellent.
And Midbar also.
And Midbar too, exactly. So I mean, you know, we're okay with Roman or Rambam right now. Anyways, but we have to temper the praise just a little bit, right? Otherwise, anyways, the point is, we never even thought that Rav Roman Ahar should be considered. However, since the Tashbetz's attack, you know, is also really wrong, because the Rambam might agree that the purpose of all this is Lisa, the purpose of it is to get the right to kind of a chuppah, so maybe that even that's enough for the tziruf of Birchas HaMitzvah. Not because the mitzvah isn't complete, the mitzvah is complete, but it's still mitzuraf enough to Birchas HaMitzvah, because the goal is a certain kind of chuppah. And therefore, the Rambam needs to tell you, even if you know Parakin Aleph, Hilchos Brachos, Halakha Hei through Ches, you should still know that this is an example of Kisui Adam and Shchita, and not an example of Tzvilin and Tzitzis. Okay, so that is in terms of those issues. And in terms of the Gemaras, okay, just give me 1 second. Yeah. Okay. Now this idea of the Rambam, what emerges from the Rambam, certainly against the Rush, just take care of this also very quickly, is that Kiddushin is not a Hechsher, Kiddushin is a Din B'Pnei Atzmo. I just want to raise the question for a second. Is this true only on the mitzvah level, or is it also true on the Isurim level? Yeah, good question.
This is from the Rambam in Mor Nebuchim.
Yeah.
He seems very clear that Nisuin is part of the mitzvah, because Nisuin also is part of the method of
I don't think that again, we'll have to look at the exact passage. I don't want to do it right now, but remind me, maybe I'll do it on Thursday. Where is it? Gimel?
In Gimel Mentes.
What's it, how's it go, according to your reading?
He says, May Zed Tziva Lassos Maisa Acher Sheyifta Elov Behuva Erisin Vesheyifarsin Hadavar Behuva Nisuin Vayikakfoaz Asar Nash.
Right, so I don't think that proves anything other than what we've been saying, which is that the Nisuin has to be accomplished b'derech eis. But I'll look again at the difference.
I mean, he's saying that there's a element of piercing which is accomplished through the Nisuin.
Okay.
And that's part of the tzivoy.
I don't know if he says that's part of the tzivoy?
Yeah.
Or maybe that's the goal of it, the goal of the tzivoy.
Mepnei zed tziva lasos maisa achar sheyifte elavo v'huay erusin v'she yifarsim hadavar v'huay nisuin.
Okay, k'dei she yifarsim hadavar. I don't think that the therefore, and by means of that, Yifarsim Adavar, that's how I would read it.
I think Yifarsim does refer to the
Asara. What I'm saying is I don't think it's much different than Lisa, underlining the words Lisa, Isha, Biksuva Bikidusha, or Kishigirtsa Lisa, Isha. Because in the end of the day, he's still that's still what he's doing.
Teleology of the Kiddushin as much as it's a second stage in the method.
That's how you're interpreting it. I just don't think that the words necessarily say that.
Okay, but I have Vishay Farsin
instead of
Kiddush.
Yeah,
Vishay Farsin.
I think, okay, this is the translation of the Arabic. Okay, I'll call my people, you call your people. Okay. The problem is, you know, they're just like our Sunnis and Shiites, you know, we have our different Arabic translation people. But I think it's a very subtle, obviously the vin, the kir, is a very subtle point. So we have to, we'll try to pin it down. Okay. By the way, and I should also mention that the language of ksuv of kedusha, which the Rambam uses and we talked about, his usage of it again in Hokus Malacha and even regarding, Yifas Tohar. He also used it in Shmona Prakim. I wanted to bring that to everybody's attention also. Which is, again, pretty good. Yeah.
Also in the Rav Ram's Tshuva.
Mm-hmm.
And so couldn't
Birkas Avraham.
Right. So couldn't he be very much compatible with what we're suggesting, that the mitzvah lies in the method, just that the method applies to both condition and Sukkah.
Well, I think the fact that he brings a raya.
In which case, there's no mitzvah l'kaddish, but.
I'm not saying. I just think the velikuchen elu and the birchas hamitzvah problem, asha asa asui, given that he's interpreting moed katan as the maskana and that the nisuin is the ikar hamitzvah, I think all of that just doesn't work in the Rambam. If that's what he meant, then he should have explained.
I don't think he says that it's the ikar hamitzvah. I think he just says.
Well, that's how I think it was mentioned the other day. Also, the Kesem Mishnah certainly read it that way.
But
even if he thinks it's chatzi-chatzi, I think you still have that.
He doesn't even say that. He just says that the mitzvah is not complete until the nisuin.
Right. So, but I wouldn't formulate the way we're explaining the Rambam Shita that the mitzvah is not complete without the erusin. The total mitzvah is the derech of doing the suin, the derech erusin. I just wouldn't use the terminology or the formulation. The mitzvah that the nisuin is incomplete without erusin. Because that implies that the nisuin is part of the mitzvah, and it isn't. It's the attainment of nisuin by means of erusin. That's the mitzvah.
So on the view that we were suggesting until now, so there's no mitzvah in the nisuin at all.
Correct. Again, Piri Varivya, you know, which also is done lifros velirbos ba, you know, is an urgency to get married. But it's the methodology of marriage. Which elevates the marriage, which is the mitzvah. And the period of Arivia, because he has that other view that it's connected to Isha's too, takes care of the other part. And that, I think, is what works so nicely about the Beitza and Makata and stuff. Anyways, so let me, what was I in the middle of saying? Oh, yeah. So very quickly. So this idea that kiddushin is a is not just a hechsher, but is an entity in its own right, unlike the Rush, it's just interesting to note, is played out on the Isurim level as well. What do you mean by that, Ali? On the Isurim level.
The Isur is part of creating this Kedusha.
What am I talking about? What I'm talking about is where you have an Isur to be involved with certain women, so it's interesting to ask the question whether the Isur is simply the Maisabia, right? In the context of Kedushin, let's say, or is there an Isur already in the Maisa Kedushin itself? Now, do you find an intrinsic stature of Kiddushin as a mitzvah, as Kiddushin as an Isser, parallel to Kiddushin as a mitzvah. Okay? So who talks about that?
Minchas Chinuch.
Well, the Minchas Chinuch does, but before the Minchas Chinuch. The Sefer Chinuch says the most radical thing about it. The Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Vav says what, Jonathan?
Read the Lashon.
Sure.
Mikol Moko, Mitzchaya Ba'osa, Ba'en Maisech Kiddushin, Shatora, Melotika, Kumash, Melotim Kiddushin, when it comes to, in the context of people who have no Kiddushin, is not Tosin.
Yeah. The Chinuch says a very radical thing, and that is that Chai Be'Krisus, if you're Mekadesh Chai Be'Krisus, even though the Kiddushin is not Chal, Kiddushin is not Tofes, in other words, right? Kiddushin is only Tofes in one Chai Be'Krisus. What's that? Nida. And there, hearkening back to our Yavamos days, right, there's a huge debate among the Rishonim, maybe we'll get to it a little bit again, whether Nida is really considered to be Erva or not, right, or not. Anyways, Lashon HaKoh, Lashon HaTorah, Lashon HaChamim, that's a very fascinating debate between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, the people in the middle. Anyways, but the point is, Chai Be'Krisus is no Tfisas Kedusha. So if you're Mekadesh Chai Be'Krisus, probably you shouldn't get a medal, but is that an Aveira? Really, there are two problems. In general, a woman are you not allowed to be involved with, so the, you know, does the Iser express itself in the Maisabia or in the Kedusha? But in the case of Chai Be'Krisus, it's even more than that. There's a double Kiddush, if you will, in the Chinuch. Because number one Kiddush, the lesser of the two Kiddushim, is that we're treating Kiddushin separate from the Iser Bia part. And we're giving it intrinsic status vis-a-vis the Isur. The even bigger Kiddush is that we're even doing that in Chai Be'Krisus where there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, because one could have said that the fact that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin would determine that there's not a Maisa Kiddushin either. Of course there's no Chalos Ishus, right? But maybe there's also no Maisa Kiddushin. He's banging his head against the wall. It's a meaningless gesture. And the Rambam disagrees with that, certainly. Where? Kelly?
I did see it.
Didn't see it? Jonathan? Perek Dalid, Halacha Yud Beis. Right? What does Rambam say?
That if by Nida, you've been soaking your Chayav by the Kedushin.
But not by
Chayav
Be'Krisus, generally.
He doesn't mention it.
So basically, the point is the Minchas Chinuch, which you mentioned, in Reish Samech Vav, just attacks his chinuch. He said, I don't understand how you can have an Isur when there's no Tfisas Kedushin. So the chinuch assumes that there is, even though there's no Tfisas Kedushin, there's a Maisa Kedushin, and he also assumes that the Maisa Kedushin, even without the Chalos Kedushin, never mind the Bia, is an Isur. That's remarkable. You have an echo of this, and Minchas Chinuch talks about it, in the Rishonim, but in cases of Chai Ve'Lav, and especially Psulei Kahuna. In Psulei Kahuna, the Isur is the Kedushin or the Bia? Or is it only the Kiddushin once there is a Bia? It's not our topic right now, so I don't want to get involved. But the short part of the story is the Rajba in Kiddushin on Samech Zayin Amud Beis seems to say that Psulei Kahuna Chai Ve'Lavin, where there is Tfisas Kiddushin, that the Maisa Kiddushin is also Be'Isur, also triggers the Isur. And the Ritva, in the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin, Daf Mem Beis, is Kolin. These are Yadua, these Makoros are Yadua. The Achronim know them. So it's an interesting parallel to our, just as we're discussing whether Kiddushin is just a means for Heter Bia or Piria Verivia, etc. You know, that's on the mitzvah level. What about on the Isur level? Just something to ponder. Okay. Now, getting back to the Rambam and the general structure, so the Rambam's idea, as it emerges from our analysis, is that the Oser, in a way, is the mitzvah. Injecting Iser, Kodem Laheter, and having a Kinyan focus on the condition, not because you want to dry up the Ishus and formalize it and freeze it, Chas HaShalom. But because the ultimate bond, as we've explained, is enhanced by the limits, and so that's Vitzivanu al Arayos, Vasal al Nusarusos, etc. So this idea that the Kiddushin is fundamentally an Oser, and that's what makes it what it is, partially, is raises the question, and that is, in terms of Heter Isha Labala, has anything happened in Erusin? Have you moved that closer? Right? Doraisa. And basically there are three possibilities, right? You've either, done nothing in Erusin to enhance Heter Isha Labala, in which case whatever the Isur Pnuya was, that still remains. Doraisa. Or you have Minat Torah brought things closer. Either Lamaisa, or because we already see the Kiddushin, as making way for the next stage of the Nesu'in, but we see that already in the Erusin. That's another possibility. See the Lashonos of Rishonim. Or the extreme other view, which is actually you've taken a step back. You've taken a step further away from Heter Isha Labala. Because previously there was just Pnuya, and now there's Arusa. That, of course, now the view that nothing has happened, something which we can all understand. Oh, it doesn't affect that part of it. Fine. The idea that it's actually been Mekarev, the Ishus, also is very logically compelling. Maybe it isn't enough, right? But, it's part of the process. Because it's a linear kind of a process. A Tchila Negamar, but a Tchila Negamar, in a normal way that we think of it. But if you take the view that you've taken a step away, especially Doraisa, right, then just how does that even work? Right? But that is the view of some Rishonim. So the most radical expression of it is the Raibid, right? Shidishana, Raibid, Abadram. That what? Avram?
That
the Iser Arus Larusa is Minat Torah, that it's worse than Panuya Ba'ala Pnuya. And according to some versions of this, that it's even Eishas Ish. Now, that needs clarification, right? Because, if there is a violation of Arus, Abal Arusa, we don't want the Dayanim, to be paskening that, that there's a capital crime and Chiv Misa. Loi Tachain, that what the Rishonim mean by a violation of Eishas Ish is that it's a capital crime. I can't prove that, but I don't need to prove that. That's a davar pasha. Why do I say that? Or what does it mean then? Okay. I mean, to asra kula alma kehektish, they say, means even to the Baal, which is not the simple pshat, but that's how they explain it. So why is it nochiv misa? So that touches on something which we're going to talk much more about. And that is that part of the violation of Eishas Ish, which is mechayev yumisa, is the begida component, meaning the betrayal part. Right? So just to highlight it, we'll talk about this when we talk about Kinu Yistira. I said we talk about Kinu Yistira. When we get to it, the Bias Akum, and, Bias Sevarim, things of that sort. So there's a very famous Marik, Tshuva the Marik. It's quoted a lot in the Poskim. The Marik darshaned, on his own. Okay? Is fascinating also. So he said like this, the Pasuk says, Umo'ala bo mo'a. When it talks about her begida, her transgression, her betrayal, Umo'ala bo mo'a. So what Marik is really talking about the following issue. Is there a din of Omer Mutter, right, when it comes to Eishas Ish? Let's say she said, we had an open marriage. Or I thought we had an, or I didn't think that marriage meant exclusivity. Right? Or I come from a culture where it doesn't mean exclusivity. So that's called Omer Mutter. I thought it was permissible. So the Marik is Mechadesh, that Omer Mutter doesn't help you for the Isur of Eishes Ish. Why? This is his own personal drasha. Because it says Umoala Bo Moal, says the Marik. It doesn't say Umoal Ba Hashem Moal. Meaning the person that you betrayed here was your husband. Now again, what would happen if you know he was, there was consent from his point of view as well? That's an interesting question. Maybe he just there's no such thing. Maybe it's still a betrayal. It's an objective betrayal of your husband. It doesn't have to be a betrayal of his will. It could be just a betrayal of him objectively. But the point of the Marik is that there's a begida here, right? Which isn't just a maisa beira, or the maisa beira is also the interpersonal act of betrayal. And for that, it's a fascinating marik, both for the drasha and also for the sensibility, meaning objectively, right, that's just a betrayal. Okay, and it has other implications. The point is that you don't have that in Eirusin. Also, one was Arusos, even if you say there's some sort of a shame, Eishes Ish, right, what you don't have is a betrayal of him. You have an objective violation of Znus of some sort. Presumably, that's why there would be no death penalty. No one ever said that Oris Aval Arusa is Chayv Misa. And that's, I don't think, no one ever said it, and it's not Nitan, Lehe Amer, as far as I'm concerned. Right? Again, if the Magia of Rav Nahar wants to take a shot at it, we'll look at it. But for now, we're assuming that there's no such thing. So, but still, it doesn't matter. Saying that the Isra Oris Larusa is Minat Torah, meaning that it's worse than Pani Abal Pshir. Saying that it's a shame Eishes Ish is just a remarkable thing. What do you do with that? Well, what it highlights is that Eirusin is an Oser by its nature. So that's so perverse, seemingly. I'm being rhetorical. I don't really mean it's perverse. Right? I think it's amazing. But it seems perverse. I mean, you get married and she's more Oser than before. But the answer, of course, is this is the hechsher for chayiha ishus of kedusha, right? So first, you have to, make sure that the contractual part is in place. That's very critical. Now, even if you don't go as far as saying that the iser oris larusa is doraisa, it still raises the question in a more moderate fashion. Right, whether or not, maybe there's an Eishes Ish, and maybe it's not Osur Minat Torah. But when the Rambam says that Isur Oris Abal Arusa is B'divrei Sofrim, again, B'divrei Sofrim is a loaded term. We'll talk about it on Daf Gimel. But you just wonder whether it isn't more than a typical Drabanan, and whether it isn't kind of a Kiyum, of an Isur Daraisa. Moreover, the Rambam himself would work well this way, although again it's not Mukra, because there's another Rambam. What's the other Rambam, Itamar?
Two Rambams.
What? Not two people, but two translations. But
Rambam says it's Drabana.
Who?
Rambam.
The Rei Sofer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying. But we're trying to figure out what that is. But the Rambam uses this particular Divrei Sofrim in another Doraisa context. Anybody know where? This is just, it's not Markov's. What? No. That's where he uses Divrei Sofrim in general, 100%. I was alluding to that. You're 1,000% right. That's where we're going to get to on Dab Gibel and Aleph. That comes up in the Shakam Tari Ksuvis once we start going straight, which we're on the verge of doing. But I'm talking about the Rambam. Anybody know? This is just, who asked me about Kinyu and Stira the other day? It sounded like there was a Kinyu Stira person in the crowd.
Brand.
Who was it?
Leo Brand.
Is he here? Where's Elio? Not here. Oh yeah, he was Elio. You're right. Okay. So is he the only Kinyu Stira person in there? There's a din when it comes to Kinyu Stira and the Bedika of Meha Marim that the husband, it won't work unless he is Menuka Mikolavo. Right? If he doesn't behave properly, then the miracle of Me'amarim doesn't work for him. Which makes a lot of sense. very just. Okay. So when the Rambam wants to describe, what does that mean that he should be menuka mikol avon? Right, he says, you know, he gives some examples. One of the examples that he gives is, anybody have it? Again, I didn't give you this to look at. It's not, it's just a, if you happen to know it. What?
I guess the bolo recesso.
That's very correct. Anybody have language? Is it Sota? And the Ravid attacks. Okay, we'll talk more about it. You got it? Right, Koli Shabbat. Bia Asura Biyama Bakr Shahigdal Inamai Bamarim Bod Kimasishta, Afila Ba'ala Rusasa Lebez Chamiv, Shasur Midibai Sofrin, Inamai Bod Kimasishta. Namar Binika Aish Miavon, Aisha Hitisa Savona. As much as Isha Luka Miavon, Aisha Nosas, Nosa rather, as Savona. The Ravid says, Omar Abram, Hodaloki Hokosa, Mishmait, and the Rasha Muslim Shiraz Yavon. What does the Ravid exactly mean? Is he arguing on this point or on a more different point? Probably on this point in addition. The Ravid Shita in general is interesting because Ravid in Shita Lubetzes seems to think that Yisar Arusa Rusa is Doraisa, but his view in general in other places not as clear. We'll get to it. Anyways, the point is there are two ways to understand this Rambam. I mean, all the Nosa Kalim are bothered by it, and possibly the Ravid is bothered by it. Namely, if it's only B'divrei Sofrim, how can it be a violation of, or an example of the Nika, right, which is a Pasuk in Chumash? So one way to say it is, listen, we were taking a wider view here. Meaning, he is going to, you know, we're trying to invoke the Rabbonu Shalom's special hashgacha, right, to protect the quality of his ishus, right, and he doesn't deserve it. So, you know, Hanami, it's only drabbanan. He still doesn't deserve it. Begavari, he still doesn't deserve it. And that's probably still true on some level, you have to say that. But it also may be true that if the Isra Oris Larusa was a technicality and it wasn't considered to be some serious infraction of the Ishus, it was just the Drabanan for some other reason, right, then that might not be enough even to apply that kind of an issue. If it's a Kiyum Daraisa of some sort, and there are some Achronim who say that even though the Divrei, it's only Divrei Sofrim is a Maisa Vera, but it's a minimum like a violation of Kiyikach Ishisha. I think Sefer Machna says that in Kiddushin. Some other Achronim. What I'm saying is, you know, even if it's a Drabanan, if it's a Drabanan that stems from, right, a Doraisa sensibility, it's much easier to explain Menuka Mikolava. Okay. Either way, we did point out that even Kiddushe Bia, right, doesn't absolve you from this Issur Medivrei Sofrim. And, according to some poskim, even the Bia of Nisuin La'achar Erusin maybe doesn't absolve you from this Issur Medivrei Sofrim. So again, that's not quite the Ravid or Shita Yishana or Abu Dram's view that it's Doraisa. But the point is, if it isn't an extraneous Drabanan, it certainly may be, it certainly sounds like it's much more than Poni Abala Pnuya. Put it this way, the Rambam doesn't say that Poni Abala Pnuya is a violation of Menuka Mikalava. Is that only because it's, you know, within marriage issues, or because this is a step up, a significant step up in many ways? So this works very well, again, with the idea that, you know, for the Rambam, you know, even if you don't go as far as that Ravid, Kiddushin is an Oser. And in a way, there's a step back in order for there to be, you know, in the end, progress in terms of Davar Shebekiddushin. So this idea that Vitzivanu al Arayos and so on, Osolanu Asarusos, is about Kiddushas Yisrael, is something also that the Abu Dram himself, do you have language with you?
No.
Picks up on. You don't have it on the computer? The
some,
Abu Dram's
coming. Somewhere on there, but I wouldn't
all right, okay. Right. Anybody have the, because he says it nicely. Right. The Abu Dram is the Shita Yishana pretty much in Shita Mekubetzes, same language, right? that appears in Chittim Kuvetz Tzav Zayin on Beis. But he has a very nice formula. Sure, you have it? Anybody have it? The Abu Dram? But you know, again, that the Isra Arayos and the... But these are all ways of establishing Kedushas Yisrael in the Ishas. Min v'tzivanu al Arayos and also lanu asarusos contribute in the end to the hitu lanu asanusuos by means of Kedusha. Have it or not? Okay, it's not to look it up. Okay. So let me now contrast this with another shita that's mentioned in the name of the Ravid and Chachmei Provence in general. And again, I don't want to get into so much into details, but in general terms. And that is the other perspective. The perspective that Arison, you know, is something which, at least fundamentally, works with the Nisuin, not just prepares for and by contrast, you know, is enhances, right? But, you know, is part of the process of Heter Isha Labala. It's part of the Matir, not part of the Osir. Not distinguished by being an Osir. So this may very well be the impetus behind this phenomenon in Chachmei Provence of Kiddushin Shniim, or at least Birchas Erusin Shniim, as well. Okay, where do we find that, or what is that? Anybody? Anytime you see it? The Tshuva of the Rivash, the Tshuva of the Ravid. There are different variations of it. I'm not interested so much in the details right now, because we're not learning Kedushin, but... Tshuva?
The Ravid mentions
to make Birchas Seiris and to have Kedushin Shniim, like, you know, what, they're going to retake their vows, right? Right? So after like 90 years, you know, they take their vows again. Just like the first time. With a bracha, right? So there are different versions of what's the case of the Ravid?
In the Chuvos, it's
yeah. Yeah.
In other places, it seems like it might be a case where the condition is showing the side issue.
Yeah, that's a Rivash citation. So let's say there happen to be different, I'll tell you what the variations are, and then we'll leave the details for another time. But let's take that example first. Kiddushin al-yidei shliach. So some of the Chachmei Provence thought that if you do Kiddushin al-yidei shliach, well, what's wrong? It says that Ish v'kadish bo b'shulcho, and Isha miskadesh as ba, who b'shulcha, right? And the Gemara says mitzvah bo yosu b'shulcha, mitzvah bo yosu b'shulcha. The Pashtus, if you just read the Mishnah and the Gemara, you don't walk away thinking that there are any nafkamina if you're mekadesh b'shliach, or if you're mekadesh personally. Mitzvah bo yosu b'shulcha sounds like a preference, right? And nothing more. The Chiddush of Chachmei Provence was, some of the Chachmei Provence was, that if you're Mekadesh al Yidei Shliach, mitzvah bo Yosef B'shlucho determines that you make the Birchas Ha'erusin again. Correct? Are you Mekadesh again, or you just make the Birchas Ha'erusin at the time of the Nisuin?
Well, the Rivash quotes that you're actually being Mekadesh again, but really only to effectively just to make sure that the Birchas Ha'erusin doesn't seem like.
Yeah. So this is the question. There are different versions, so I'll just tell you what some of the broader issues are. Number one, when is this trigger? You know. So one, Kiddushin al Yidei Shliach. Number two, also in Chachmei Provence. You have to look around. The Manig, or Ben Yerucham, others. Kiddushin without a minyan. Right? Especially interesting in light of Birchas Erusin, maybe requiring a minyan. Right? So let's, but the Kiddushin Bichal? So you'd repeat the Birchas Erusin. Or you'd make two Birchas Erusins. A third. Let's say there's a huge time gap, right, between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. They're not done together. A fourth. It's a Kiddushin which is not Ru'uya L'chuppah right now. Nida, something of that sort. Right, these are all different cases. I think the Meiri says when there's nimdur aveira, there's some problem at the time of the kedusha. I think he mentions nida. Right? So, what is all of this? Shliach, time gap, aveira, minyan. So basically, if you ask me, these are some of the cases where they speak about it. That's A. B, there are different versions of what happens. Right? Do you do a second kedushin? If so, do you only do a second kedushin for extraneous reasons? Are there two kedushins or just Birchas Eirusin? And in some versions, do you say Birchas Eirusin twice when you have two kedushins? You can understand the permutations. What's the basic idea behind the whole thing? So I think the basic idea is very simple, and that is it's exactly the opposite of the Rambam. And the Rambam's view is that you have Kedushin, which is an Oser, and you know, then you have the Gomer, which is Chuppah, and as we've explained it, other Rishonim are the opinion that Eirusin has to lead, it's a process, you know, an integrated process, maybe, even of Eirusin and Nisuin, moving in a certain direction. The problem is if you don't move quickly enough, or if you don't highlight the personal motif sufficiently, so then there's a chisaron in the Eirusin. So if you're Mekadesh, you know, we always joke about being Mekadesh, you know, all day shliach. You know? Like, how many weddings have you been in which were Mekadesh all day shliach? But anyways, no one has to be at the chuppah. But basically, the Chachmei Provence think that that's a problem. For them, mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho highlights that there are two dinim in Eirusin. There's the kinyan, right, and the you know, formal part. Eishasish. She's a full Eishasish after the Kedushin or Rishon. That's clear. She's Mizana. This one, she's Chayav Nisa. Not with him. Somebody else. She's an Eishasish L'chol Adavar. But in terms of this being, you know, a step towards the Nisuin, the interpersonal part, the Matir part, how could an Eirusin Ayidei Shliach, which is so impersonal, it treats it like a kinyan. It treats the Maisa Kiddushin like a transaction. So for them, mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho isn't just quantitative and personal, like, oh, it's nicer to do it yourself. Mitzvah bal yadcha al tachmitzena kind of a thing. Right? It's, no, they're mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. If you want to accomplish the full mitzvah, you have to do it personally. If this is tchilas hamatir, right, then the people have to be there. Similarly, if you don't have a minyan, you're not treating it as a davar shebikdusha. Or, if there's too big a time lag between the Eirusin and the Nisuin, so it sounds like this Eirusin is just a business deal, and shem eishasish. Right, there's a far, far, you know, to future, to the matir. So in all these cases, right, you're accentuating one aspect of Eirusin without the other. And that demands either, in some cases, a repeat performance. That's a chiddush, that you can do that. Or another bracha. Or the bracha belongs to the matir part. Right, as the case, maybe Ninud Aver is that way also. Right? If it's the transactionary part, you know, the Kenyan part, is perhaps fine. But, you know, if it's supposed to lead to the Matir of Chaya Ishus and the Dover Shabikdusha, can't have that. So if you ask me, this is a great example where the Rambam, you know, the layers of the Rambam, you know, emerge. And you just wonder how many other times we just miss it. Because if you look carefully at the Rambam in Paragimel, Hukas Ishus, knowing the background that there was this Kiddushin Shniyim thing going on, apparently out there, and especially Mekadosh B'Shliach. So I think it's a pointed refutation when the Rambam says in Parag Gimel Halacha, what is it, Chav Gimel, right, I'm a second. Kol mekadesh isha, bein ayde atzma, bein ayde shliach, tzarech levarech, kodem hakidushin. Ohu o shlucho. You can read this, rachkach mekadesh. You can read this Rambam, and it reads perfectly, without knowing any background. Once you know that there's a background, that there are Rishonim in Provence in particular, and earlier obviously, right, who are of the opinion that when you're mekadesh ayde shliach, there's no bracha, you hold the bracha out till the nesuin, so you just gain an unbelievably greater appreciation for the Rambam's. He's basically writing, right, on multiple levels. You don't need to know this in order to read the Rambam. It reads perfectly. But if you know it, then you also say the Rambam is staking out a position. I'm saying I don't hold like this position that apparently was, I would say prevalent, but at least was done in Provence. In my opinion, it doesn't matter. Because the Rambam doesn't matter, because the whole point is that it's Erison, right, as distinct from, in contrast to, as the derech of Nisuin. It's also Lanuus Arusos, quite literally. Yeah.
Isn't the Meiri's case of Mendota Vera, he's attributing that kitab to the Rambam. He's saying that, that the Rambam himself would say that in the case where you haven't seen the woman yet, make yeah. Afterwards.
I mean, the Rambam doesn't say it. The Meiri happens to be, I think I made allusion to this earlier in our shiurim. The Rambam, the Meiri took a lot of the formulations of the Rambam, and he, transmuted them, into Nisuin being Ikar. Right at the beginning of Kiddushin, right at the beginning of Ksuvis, we'll see it again and again, and in the whole topic of Chavilos Chavilos, as we'll hopefully soon see, as well as the Nusach HaBracha. So you're correct, but I don't think it's... I think it's the Meiri looking through his own glasses and reading the Rambam. There's no shemets of an indication of this in the Rambam. We'll see also his view on Chupas Nida and Kiddushe Nida. We'll see. I think the Meiri is consistent with the Meiri, and he's co-opting the Rambam, as he often does. I'm not saying consciously, but I think that's what's happening. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a Shuvos Maimonios,
okay,
which talks about a case where someone did Kiddushin with a borrowed ring. Mm-hmm. So they bothered him about it. So he did Kiddushin again, this time without a bracha.
Okay.
And they thought that's also a problem. And so in the Sholel says that Kiddush Mora Lahaski Kabbalah Parsha Velach Velakacha, because he did a little bracha, he had to redo
the Kiddushin.
Worse and redo the Kiddushin.
Wow. Nice. Well, that speaks to the role that the bracha plays.
Yeah.
Obviously, in a regular Birchas HaMitzvah, that wouldn't be the case. What we're suggesting here is that the bracha here, in a way, contributes to the ishus,
yeah,
by defining the role of the eruv. That's still pretty wild, but that's where's that?
It's Tshuvos Maimonios, Nafshin.
Was it Tshuvah the Maram Rutenberg? I probably have seen that.
It's not my Rambam's.
Not Maram Rutenberg.
His student, Meir Rutenberg.
That's
Maram
Rutenberg.
It's also in
Hagos Hashvi.
Yes, that's Maram Rutenberg.
What?
That's the Maram Rutenberg.
According to Bar Ilan, it's a student of the Maram. Also named Meir.
Oh, you mean Rav Meir? Not Maram Rutenberg, Rav Meir. The author of the Ghost Maimonios.
What?
Yeah, I thought you said, you don't mean Rav Meir Mi Rutenberg.
No, it's not the Maram.
Uh-huh.
It's his student, who is also named Meir.
Yeah, he did. That's the author of the Ghost Maimonios. That's what he said. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, pretty wild. But again, we'll see something like that in the Rambam for Pirkos, what the Rambam thinks about the Suma. But basically, the thrust of it is that you're not treating the bracha as a Pirkos mitzvah, right? You don't have to get divorced, you know, to re-get married. Obviously, they think the Pirkos Eirusin is a key. So again, that's more in the direction of the Rush, but in a way, not just Shevach Vahoda either. Right, something that contributes to the Ishtar. I think that's how the Rambam views Berachas Nisuin, by the way. But the Berachas Nisuin is a kiyum in the Nisuin. But this Makar would basically say that the Berachas Eirusin, what?
The Tshuva of the Rosh Mishan.
That's the Tshuva of the Rosh Mishan?
Yeah. Where?
How are you getting that?
As Yechsim and Yechas?
Yeah.
Yeah, says the
Chassima
says
Vishalom Shimshon. Oh, okay. Wow. Again, so
it's the Shoal who had that opinion.
Right? Oh.
Not
yeah.
Rashi.
Oh, okay. No one holds that way.
No, he quotes a Mora. There was a Mora who was requiring.
Mora said that. Right? Mora. Mora or Mora? Like Mora. I remember that. I remember when she said that. No, okay. More or less, right? I mean, no. I think she had another couple of grandchildren also. But no one holds that way. But even considering that, if it's a real Morad, you know, then that's a shocking... You couldn't get that in Birkas HaMitzvah or Birkas Shevach Vahoda.
Rashi Mishnah says that the Tchilas Morah Zuk Til Kula.
Yeah. Okay, we're not surprised that it's rejected. It's always hard to know who a Shoel is, right? Because there, you know, some people, you know, used questions as an opportunity. And some people made up their own questions. Other people used, even less than stellar questions as an opportunity to talk about topics or to reject, you know, what might have been a prevailing foolishness. Other people only really respond to serious questions. So if we know we're dealing with a serious Shoel, then the information of the Shoel becomes very important. But it's always hard to know. But I hear it. But I like the idea. I just think it's way too radical. Okay. Good. We have more time. A little more time, right? Okay, so this is the Kiddushin Shniyim. Basically what I'm saying is that the Kiddushin Shniyim idea is exactly the opposite of where the Rambam is going. Okay. Now the idea of... whether or not Kiddushin, is connected to Simcha, is obviously connected to this as well. And we had that already in the discussion of Moed Katan, Daf Yud Ches. Eirusin leading to Nisuin in a way, and therefore being a problem of Simcha, but, soon Simcha, which is less than Simcha Shel Nisuin. But this is also one thing that I wanted to look at, in the Mordechai, in Ksuvas on Daf Ches, I don't know if anybody got to that Makar. Let's go to the Makars that I gave you. Anybody see that one? What's that about? The Mordechai in Ksuvas Daf Ches? Itamar? See it?
Yeah, probably.
Definitely, you've seen it.
Yeah.
In your days,
about
for sure.
Mordechai.
The Mordechai in Daf Ches, when he talks about Shasimcha B'mod.
And then you make the bracha earlier.
The question is, when the Gemara talks about whether or not, the Gemara says, should you make a Shasimcha B'mono, how early can you make Shasimcha B'mono? Right, when they start, is it mixing the beer? The beer? It's machlokas, right? Sa'ari ba-sinta, whatever it is, what exactly it means. Well, we'll get to those issues later on. But the Havamina was regarding, and the rejection is regarding Shiduchim. Gemara says, Dilma Hadri, the Gemara says, right? We're worried that they won't go through with it. That's why we write tonight. Right. But what, therefore what? So Shasimcha B'mono is reserved for the Nisuin. And what about the Eirusin? You have it there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
During Pinchas and Chafi, Pasach with Suda Zersin, Achil Birchel Bar Pinchas Sirti Yerusin, in the Barchen Shosin Tabimono, in the Arab Rashba.
So what's the issue?
whether you would even if you make a Berachas Eretz,
if you make a Berachas Eretz, there's a Havamina that you can make Simchas.
So yeah, so Shasimcha B'mono, is that appropriate for Eretzin? So the answer is it depends on our issue, really. I mean, if the extent, if, to the extent that Eretzin is bringing closer than Nisuin, and is viewed in that direction, like it's even, you know, part of the Matir, Esbala, Ishalabala, in a way, or through the process, so then Shasimcha B'mono is very, very appropriate. But if you were to say that the Eretzin's contribution is Dafka, that it's, you know, there's no Simcha at all, it's just Kinyani, and maybe even it's Oser rather than being Matir, then you're certainly not going to say Shasimcha B'mono. Right, even if it's no, you're not worried about Hadri Day, right?
It's also like a good view of the Berachas Eretz simply being part of the Eretz itself.
Yeah, that too. Very good. Okay, so these are our issues. The question of Sudas Eretzin is a little trickier, but Eretzin in Shlul Shechalbo, and other such things, the Gos Marunios in the Hostinus, the Rambam omits, anytime there's anything to do with Simcha, the Rambam omits Eretzin. Right, including in Ilchos Tainus. Okay, well, that is halacha ba. Because Marunio says, oh, what about Sudas Eretzin? Sudas Eretzin is an interesting question because it is a Suda, but if Eretzin is more an Oser and a Kinyan, so what is the status of that? Okay. So these are all some of the issues. Now, should I just leave the rest till. Okay, we still have to do. Okay, we still have to do the Nusach HaBracha, Chuppa Kodem L'Kiddushin, and the order, and we still have to talk in connection with that also, with Mitzvahs Chavilos, Chavilos. The question is, should I try to do some that Thursday? Are people going to be here Thursday or not? Or should we leave it for the first year back? What? Okay, so we'll leave that for the. So basically, we'll have one shear back before we start on the Mishnah. So this is what we're going to do, basically. Thursday we'll have the Yom Kippur shear. Tomorrow you'll have Chazar shear. Thursday Yom Kippur shear. The day that we come back, what day do we come back?
Monday.
Is it a Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, so the day that we come back, the Monday, I'm just going to finish whatever on the Mar Makomos that we didn't finish, the Nusach HaBracha, the Chavilos, just to make sure you're prepared with it. You'll see, it's the same, you know, it's just playing out the same issues, but obviously in an important way. I want to show you the Meiri, the Ramban, the Ra'ah, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So those things, we'll do that day back, Monday. The Tuesday already, let's start the Mishnah. Again, just start with the Machlokas Rashi Tosos, whether we're dealing with Svek Sveika in the Mishnah or not. Again, we'll get to the bigger topic of Svek Sveika we'll do later on in Daf Tes, but for now, at least, just to get a little bit in, and also, I think there's an important Ishus issue there. Machlokas Rashi tells us whether we're talking about Svek Sveika, and for the moment, just also do the Ran al Atar, right, on that issue, and the Ramban on Losia Kadesha Bibnos Yisrael. I'm interested particularly in the Ramban's take on not so much what does Kadesha mean. That's not our topic right now. But the Ramban there basically suggests that it's a din in Bezin. Bezin has the obligation of Losia Kadesha in terms of the tenses, doesn't refer to the Kadesh and the Kadesha, which is what most Rishonim understand, but it refers to the obligation of Bezin on behalf of Kal Yisrael. So I'm interested in that Ramban and the Ran here, and the Rashi and the Tosis, just to start with. And then after that, we'll start going straight into Gemara, with Higiyas Mambalonisu and Shaktu, and after that we're just going to go, you know, pretty much straight. But the topics are very, you'll see, they're just amazing topics, one after the other. Very wide-ranging, but very dense and very interesting. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. Both in the same as Israel, I did the public confusion, same as the Rabbanon. The Israel Moshe Inla Markan, I did the confusion, Ali Kaj Israel Bilbaz, and with his mind, Israel Mabra Chagat Shem Israel Bilbaz, the King of Israel Asadia, the Arit Kasav, the Inu Gadid, the nation is soon Shaiti Bumos, the low Kiddusha Yisrael, say Mehem, Ela the Chuba the Kiddusha. And they know Akashi Tibal, Kidamun, I'm sorry, I'm going to tell you.
So again, this is the way of distinguishing the purpose of Rafa is highlighting that distinction, okay, which is exactly what the Rambam is saying by the history. Okay. So again, so we'll the first day is Yom Kippur.